This is Gamercast episode 328, PlayStation 4. This is the show recorded on the 25th of February, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
One day you're not going to be on.
Well, it's no, because you won't do the show without me, because there's no one poking you to say, let's do Gamecast. You'll just be like, me. Screw it.
And I'm going to be like, I'm going to talk about one thing this week, and it's why George Osborne is a twat.
What's he done?
What hasn't he done?
Okay.
What do you mean, why? What has he done?
I thought it might have been
George Osborne?
Something recent.
He needs a slap up around the head. He's doing stuff wrong all the time, isn't he?
I'm excited for Tomb Raider. The embargo on reviews and stuff lifted today, I believe.
Let's hope we get some really bad reviews.
It's got a Metacritic. It's actually doing really, really well.
Darn. That's only because of the fanboys, though.
You think?
Yeah, fanboy publications, like, I don't know.
You just... What?
Neonoob.noob.
It's got lots of tens, and it's got
actually,
lots of
yes. I've got a new flipping
website. What, a new website? Neonoob. You just said it.
Don't say it again.
It's currently got 86 on 360, yeah. 88 on PS3. But yeah, it's got two mixed reviews now. It's got a 7. Oh my god, a 7.
Neo noob.
Is it free?
This could be the most funny thing I've ever done. Neo noob dot it.
Oh, go back.
Neo noob it. Oh my god, that could be my new thing. Neo noob it. Neo noob.
What, your new term?
Yeah, just neo noob it, and that could be a web address.
Neo noob it.
What
did
neo noob say?
Google it.
If the neo noob it, what does that mad Daffy Paul Smith think about it? Oh, he says it's rubbish. It obviously must be. Anyway, let's get on with the news, shall we?
Now for the news.
Let's do it right. So first up, we've got all this mad daddy stuff going on.
Yeah, so the PS4 got announced. Was that Wednesday or was it Thursday?
I don't know, whatever day I was up really late.
It was the 20th. I don't know what day it was. So it got announced. They showed the controller, which is their DualShock 4.
Can I make fun of this, please?
It has a touchpad.
So they announced the PlayStation 4. Many websites said they launched the PlayStation 4.
They launched it, they announced it.
So aside from that being the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life, like all things D, I'm looking at you guys. What Mossberg? Yeah, you know, mate.
What Mossberg? Moss Puppet!
You are responsible for this.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's all things D, isn't it? It's bound to be related. He must have did it.
All things D?
All things digital. It's that Mad Daddy website he writes for.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, they like had a whole article with launch about 6 times. I was just like smacking my head on the desk.
It was all over the BBC as well.
Yeah, like they launched it. No, they announced it. And they announced the release date of Holiday 2013, which nobody else in the world understands what that means. I've been saying people, all Sony said was Holiday 2013, and I just get blank looks from people, what, it's out in the summer holidays?
Thing is,
no.
By saying that, it's like, well, they've said holiday or whatever, but or holidays, whether that's UK or America or Japan, who knows?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it'd be where it is.
No, I don't think it would.
I don't think they can source that much.
PS3 wasn't.
That's a lot of GDDR5 memory to source.
Vita wasn't.
Vita. So yeah, they didn't announce the release date, really. They didn't announce the price. Not that surprising, really, to launch. You know, they're going to wait and see what everyone else is going on. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they leave it even later than that.
They'll show more at E3, though.
Because if they do roll with a worldwide launch, and Microsoft roll with a worldwide launch, they are going to keep pricing and everything under wraps, like, until the last minute, aren't they? What do you think? I do. They also didn't show what the console looked like.
Yeah, they don't need to.
That's Mad Daddy talk. So
they
now,
haven't confirmed what it looks like.
Mad Daddy talk. So, yeah. Now we have people writing on the website saying, oh, it's got a touchscreen thing on the console, and it's like, what the hell? What rumours are you guys
making
up now?
On the internet and not on the website?
Well, on the Sony website, isn't it?
Okay.
www.sonycomputerentertainment/kenkutaragi.com.
So yeah, they've got a share button on the controller, so you can share things instantly.
Yeah, so it's basically got a little embedded ARM chip that continuously renders video of your gameplay. So at any point, you can just say, "Oi, give me the last 10 minutes, and let's dump it on Facebook." Which is a very nice feature, and Microsoft really needs to copy it.
Yeah, so they've got all this kind of online sharingness because of their partnership with Gakkai. I call it Gakkai. They call it something. They pronounce it the other way.
I just pronounce it Gugu.
Gugu. But they're allowing like the kind of online streaming stuff that they're doing through downloading and watching other people play and stuff. So like what you can do with OnLive, so you can be a spectator and stuff like that. They say you can also then play the game for someone else, but then you'd need the game, I guess, as well, because otherwise you can play another game for free.
Yeah, I mean this.
I'm wondering how this will work.
Yeah, that's the thing. Poor so Sony always say lots of really cool things like this. For example, you can use the PSP as a rearview mirror in Formula One 2007. Did it ever do that? How did you set that up? Nobody knows.
They're supposed to have remote play stuff this time around. But also they claim they'll have remote play. There is remote play stuff about now. But they also claim there'll be remote play with the Vita so that you can pick up any PS4 games on the Vita. And this is just games that are just supported, so they showed Knack on it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it has to only be games that are supported.
Mm.
Because obviously not all games will work, because if you need a Move controller? Or what if you need, I don't know, whatever other new like touchpad-y things? Like, are they just going to emulate on the back, or what exactly are they going to do? So there's lots of it. Little bits like that where I think developers will actually have to consciously think, we need to do this for the Vita for control reasons, because you just don't have, you know, the same buttons.
So yeah, as well as like talking about the console and showing the controller, they announced Killzone Shadowfall and this new Killzone game.
Killzone
shouldn't have a space, I don't think. It's their new
new Killzone game. They also announced Drive Club.
I was also going to say, I thought the gun... I've played some Killzone, but not a huge amount. But I thought their gun made no sense.
Yeah, but Killzone's always been this game where
sci-fi futuristic.
Pre-release footage always looks fantastic. And then the game comes out, and it looks shiny.
I wasn't hugely enthralled by it. Oh, but also, I suppose I should have said that with the PS4 stuff. They announced Knack, which I just mentioned, which is a Japan studio game. I like the look of that, because that's the kind of Crash Bandicoot, Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank style interesting little platformer game, where you played this little guy who looked like would assimilate things to grow larger.
Oh yeah, like, what do you call it? That mad dafty where you roll around and collect all the rubbish
Kamari.
In the world. Yeah.
So you could make yourself... I think he made himself invisible at one point, so he could go through laser stuff. So just kind of a standard platformer with different state changes for the character, really. I thought that was the only game that really interested me. Drive Club, as Paul said. First-person racing game, is that it?
Well, I assume it has a third-person view as well, because otherwise all the mad dafties who don't play it on bonnet cam or...
Well, I thought they announced it as a first-person racing game.
Yeah, it's got first-person support. If they don't add a third-person camera, people are just going to be like, oh, I didn't even control it. Yeah, it was all like pre-rendered video, and then the game kicked off and it looked like any other racing game, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's all about teams and competitions, isn't it? Kind of like Hitman Absolution from the sounds of it. So you set a challenge and your friends then, you know, try and beat that.
Yeah.
I like that style of gameplay. I'm not against challenges, setting challenges for friends.
Yeah, but nice, I mean, thing. Forza Motorsport is hard to beat.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, I do like that style of multiplayer gameplay, setting challenges.
Infamous Second Son was also announced.
Yep.
This looked very prototypey.
As far as I was aware, there wasn't any gameplay there.
That was no gameplay.
It all looked like a trailer.
Okay, that was all pre-rendered nonsense.
I mean, it could have been running on the console. I mean, did they ever say whether it was running on the console?
No, I don't suppose they say anything, did they?
It just looked like a large cutscene.
The Witness as well.
Yes.
That looked kind of good. Do you not think?
Well, so I like Braid. I know you like Braid as well.
But nobody knows what you actually do in it. Yeah, so it just looks good.
He
actually, no, it looks rubbish.
Well,
it looks Minecraft.
Got a nice art style.
It looks like Minecraft with like slightly better graphics.
So Jonathan Blow came on stage to talk about The Witness. He made it sound really good in my eyes. He bigged it up. He said that each puzzle had its own idea behind it, and it was fully integrated with the environment and stuff
and
like that.
And then they showed the trailer, and we're just like, what?
You have this little grid with these lines, and it looks like you obviously use a motion controller to go over the lines.
Yeah, but
and it just made it look a bit...
We know Braid is good. The chat room is arguing with us that
Braid
is good.
Yeah, I like Braid.
Braid is fantastic. Braid's the game I played. That's how good it is.
Paul played loads of it.
If I played it, I've got all but one achievement in it.
Yeah, just the one.
Just to run through the whole game in 45 minutes or less, because I can't be bothered to waste 45 minutes on it when I know I'm only risking that 45 minutes with a third chance I'd actually be able to do it all the time.
Played not so much. I absolutely love Braid, but... I mean, I'll finish it now. It took me years to finish it, but I finally did, didn't I?
Yeah, you needed my help, didn't you?
the puzzle elements that are good, which is why I have hopes for The Witness, but just from what they showed...
But we're just not sure what you do in it.
...was a little weird. Some of the puzzles, you could see the kind of connection between the little board with lines on it and the real-world environment stuff, but it still seemed a little bit disconnected.
Yeah,
at least in my eyes.
Sure.
Considering that he spent about 3 years working on this, I believe...
Just do Braid 2. Just re-release Braid with... just do Braid again.
Quantic Dream showed their new shade attack, which...
Yeah, Quantic Dream showed a 10-year-old looking guy with no body. I guess that didn't load into memory properly, or no bodiless guy.
Media Molecule showed off some sculpting stuff they've been playing around with. They didn't give any kind of name or anything. I thought it was a tech demo, but apparently it is actually what they've been working on. That's an actual game. But when I watched the live feed from Alex Evans, it kind of cut off. There's no audio, so I could just guess based on what we could see on screen. I think most people had this issue.
Everyone had that issue.
Someone I know had this. Well, I know Charlotte started watching the Eurogamer feed, where she had the lovely Ellie Gibson commenting over it, I believe. And I'm being a little bit sarcastic.
Hey, you should have watched the GamerCast feed where I was commenting over it and had faces rolling around the screen.
There were multiple feeds about, but I think most of them kind of cut out the audio.
Well, yeah,
millions of people watching it. So.
The GamerCast feed at the end of the day was the Ustream feed with me messing about.
Yoshinori Ono came on from Capcom. I had a translator. They spoke about Capcom stuff. There was no audio then either. They showed off a new thing called Deep Down, which is them trying to do Dark Souls, Demon Souls again. Square Enix came on, showed another tech demo, and hinted to an announcement in June. Of course, they'll be making a new Final Fantasy game, but of course, everyone's got their hopes up for a re-release of Final Fantasy VII for the PlayStation 4, because that's what everyone wants, or most people want. That was kind of all the in-betweens, and then finally they showed off Watch Dogs as well, announced it as a next-generation title, so it's on PS4, and also, I believe they said it was a launch title for the PlayStation 4.
And we'll see what happens with Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't said, it's an exclusive, they did not mention that at all, so I imagine it will
come
out.
No, a lot of people have just been assuming all the things in a Sony press conference were exclusive, it's like, you what? Diablo 3 is exclusive? What's this?
Yeah, so Watch Dogs is looking cool. They announced Diablo 3, as Paul just said, which, will work well.
Diablo 3 is playable on a console.
I've loved playing many games like that on consoles before. Silver was good. Silver was a little bit different. I recorded Lodoss War, both Dreamcast games, although Silver was on PC as well. We know those games kind of easily transition across, mainly because, they work the same. You're just using an analog stick instead of clicking to
Diablo 3 has only got like 4 abilities and then you just move your dude around.
So as Paul said, coming out.
And the other attack.
Holiday sometime this year, whether that's UK, who knows. And I'm sure they'll show more at E3, so hopefully we'll get to see something.
Let's
just
talk about the specs of this thing. So, what's in it?
Talk about specs.
They didn't announce clock speed, but we know it's AMD Jaguar processor, 8 core. The general consensus is it'll probably be about 1.6 gigahertz, so. To be honest, the processor on the Xbox 360, the CPU, is probably a little bit more powerful. But they're putting more and more stuff on the GPU nowadays. So AMD GPU as well, which is good, because obviously AMD need the monies. 8GB of RAM was kind of surprising, and many people think that was a reaction at Microsoft's leaked specs, which were a 6 or 8GB of RAM.
8GB is a lot.
Especially with GDDR5, that's not cheap.
Which is why people think it's going to be very expensive.
Yeah, but Sony can't sell it if it's expensive.
Well, no, that's the thing. Because the thing is, they're putting a lot of really expensive stuff in there, aren't they?
Well, the Blu-ray drive isn't as good as everyone was thinking.
So it has actually got a Blu-ray drive.
Yeah, what comes with a Blu-ray drive? What else can
they
have?
Did they?
It's a mad dafty drive. So basically the leaked specs of what everyone expected are exactly the same as the Xbox leaked specs as well. But the Xbox leaked specs, same processor, slightly different GPU, but slower RAM. But GDDR5 RAM isn't much use for CPU applications, so I don't know if Sony will actually stick with this or roll it down to like 2GB for the GPU, because GDDR5 in benchmarks just makes no difference for any sort of CPU activity at all. It seems like a lot of added money for zero benefit. So it wouldn't surprise me if that actually changes a little bit, because GDDR5 is still expensive and pointless. But then it's unified, and it's good that Sony have finally admitted after 12 years that whole hardware strategy has been totally flawed. And we're rolling with the same specs as the original Xbox. Ooh, x86 CPU and whatever other jib-jab, except the original Xbox was an NVIDIA chip. Yeah, it was a GeForce 3 based thing, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Catherine?
Yeah.
Stop looking at that. I'm talking, yeah. That means everyone needs to pay attention. Pay attention to my voice, because...
To your voice.
You don't want PlayStation 3. No, you want Xbox New One.
Xbox New One. Is that because of whatever they call it?
Well, I'm not calling it 720. It's a stupid name. What about Xbox 720? It's like, who said it's going to be called that? Some guy on the internet. I think they should bring back Jay Allard and just trot him out on the stage and go, Xbox, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so all the... PS4 was like their main news last week. Not many other companies did press releases last week, obviously, because they thought it'd be overshadowed.
Other things as well. Move is now built in. I think we should talk about that. So the controllers have a Move light, so that you can see the controller. They've also got a stereo eye camera, which can do 3D, but not the same as a Kinect. You might see some more sophisticated stuff with that. It's also got like instant on, resume game, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the things that it just inherited from having a processor architecture that isn't insane. Specs on it are quite good. And Microsoft should immediately upgrade the Xbox to beat them.
Well, no. I'm sure we'll find out at some point.
But in saying that, the Xbox will also run a much nicer operating system at the end of the day. So it'll probably run the Windows 8 kernel.
So what were your estimates for stuff this year?
For what?
Don't you remember we guessed on consoles and whatnot?
Well, I said nothing's coming out this year, because I didn't feel it a month ago, did I?
It's kind of you're losing. Did I even say anything? I don't even know if I did. Or did I just say it'd be nice to have some new consoles?
No, we don't want any new consoles yet.
But anyway, you know, PS4 could come out next year for the UK.
I suspect it will. GDDR5 is expensive and difficult to source.
Okay.
Just think, every PC graphics card, yeah. You know, anyone with GDDR5 on it is like an automatic 50 quid more or 100 quid more. Sony can't afford that. They lost $7 billion with the PlayStation 3. They can't afford it. They haven't turned a profit in like 4 years. I think it's time for Sony to just axe the PlayStation, to be honest. Just give it up. Just make your little Trinitrons and that'll do.
Cool. So, yeah, there hasn't been much otherwise, although actually it looks like I've got quite a lot on the show notes, but, you know. Armored Core Verdict Day has been announced to be released over here, which is a new Armored Core game coming on PS3 and Xbox 360. Namco Bandai are publishing it, and of course, as usual, From Software have created it / developed it. It allows you to carry on your save data from Armored Core 5. Players form up squads of up to 20 members, enlist in one of various in-game factions. It's a mech game. It's a Japanese mech game. Yep.
But is it still Battalion?
No, it's not still Battalion. There is no... what is it called?
What, new one?
No.
Still Battalion, no, not very good. The controller.
What would you call that?
Still Battalion controller.
Okay. Wow. Control deck. I mean, well, it's one of your answers to mech games, because of course there's actually quite a few mech games in the market.
There is only one mech game.
There's one game in Paul's Eyes, which is Mech Warrior. Online. But you've got quite a few things to choose from, and you can give that a go if you like console Armored Core games. Trine 2 Director's Cut now has a demo out on the Nintendo Wii U store. Also, the game, for a limited amount of time, ends in 3 days, actually. Actually, no. In Europe, March 7th. So you got until March 7th if you want to pick up the Trine 2 demo and see if you want to buy it, because it's got a discount of 25% off. Trine 2 is one of the nice games that allows you to play the game on the gamepad, and it looks just as lovely on the gamepad. In fact, I preferred playing on the gamepad when I played it than on the TV screen, because it was just nicer. Trine 2 can easily be a handheld game. It is different to the PC game, at least from what I played of the demo that I played anyway. The demo is 600 meg, has local co-op for up to 3 players, and one will use the Wii U and others can be using other controllers. It's £12.49 with the discount.
Oh yeah.
So it's not too badly priced.
That's kind of bonkers.
I mean, you can probably pick it up on PC for about a tenner maybe, if that. Might be a bit more. Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate also has a demo out now on the Nintendo Wii U as well as the 3DS. You can download this for free, of course, because it's a demo. The single player demo has 2 full quests, one for beginner players and another for intermediate hunters, in addition to 12 different weapon options for players to choose from their battle. The game itself, of course, comes out March 22nd in Europe, and it's coming out March 19th in North America. And you can pop on your system to give it a play now. I've been meaning to download it on my 3DS. I must do that when I go back downstairs.
3DS?
Or 3DS
is the noob thing.
So yeah, it's cool. It's nice that they're releasing more demos. I've got that and that. F-Zero, is that still cheap?
F-Zero.
So Nintendo, as they announced in one of the Nintendo Direct announcements, not the last one, the one before, they're doing a 30th anniversary campaign for Nintendo hardware, and to celebrate that, you can get F-Zero on the eShop for 30p.
Wow, 30p! It must be worth buying.
On the Virtual Console, so that's nice. Also, there is a demo for Castlevania: Lords of Shadows, Mirror of Fate on the 3DS as well, which you can download for free. And I don't even mention that. But yeah, you can download 2 demos now at the moment. Then Monster Hunter and Castlevania, so that's good for 3DS peoples. Bioshock Infinite news, of course, is coming out 20-something of March, near the end of March. Right? End of March?
26th of March.
There you go.
Good job someone knows what's going on.
I've got it written down here.
What do you read off there?
I didn't read it. Well, I knew it was the end of March. I thought it was the 26th, but I didn't know if that was 100% sure. So yeah, Bioshock Infinite, of course, coming out 26th of March. I can't wait for it. And they've announced they're doing a season pass, which has 3 add-on packs that are in development, which has additional gameplay. So
stuff that should have been on the disc.
Yeah. And then also other things like abilities and weapons and stuff like that. So they're planning to launch it for £24. £15.99. It's got £24 of add-on content. £15.99 on PlayStation Network, 1,600 Microsoft points on Xbox 360.
That's not too expensive.
So you save 30%. Those who purchase it also receive the early bird special pack at no extra cost that has 4 pieces of exclusive gear, machine gun damage upgrade, a pistol damage upgrade, and a gold skin for both weapons, and 5 infusion bottles that allow players to increase their health, their shield durability, or their ability to use vigors by increasing the quantity of salts that they can carry.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can carry more salt.
Salt.
Well, actually, fancy some salt.
So that's nice that they've announced new story DLC. Because, you know, that's something that Bioshock
story
could
DLC
more.
Is always better than multiplayer.
Oh, here's
the
multiplayer maps. But at least Bioshock Infinite doesn't have multiplayer, so they can't do that. Unlike with Bioshock 2, where they did do it.
Let's add multiplayer, because everyone wanted multiplayer, and then everyone realised it's bored or not very good. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt is also a game that is existing.
Yes, we mentioned this a while back when they announced it, and now that the PlayStation 4 has been announced, they have officially announced that it's coming out on the PlayStation 4.
Oh my god.
As it's, of course, a next-gen RPG, as they've called it. So they've got that coming out for PlayStation 4. I suppose I should have moved that up a bit higher. But it wasn't an announcement at the Sony conference, obviously, because they didn't want it there.
Well, you know what Sony like. They'd rather have Captain No Speaky English there.
But, yeah, so CD Projekt are happy to be releasing it on a next-generation platform, which will, of course, be current-gen by the time it comes out, because it will be the current generation. Star Trek, the game.
Which game?
The game, the one coming out in April.
So not the MMORPG?
No, not the...
not Star Trek Voyager, Elite Force, or whatever games.
No, so it's just called Star Trek.
Oh, what was the name of that Klingon first-person shooter? It was like Quake 2 Engine? Or was it Unreal Engine?
Why don't you look that up while I talk about
Star Trek?
No,
let's talk
to
the chat room. Come on, chat room. Someone must know this.
Don't you want me to get through the show notes?
I'm not in any particular hurry. I'm just I don't want to do this anymore. This podcast is a waste of time.
Oh, boy, you enjoy doing.
Half our listeners are from China.
So, yeah, the Star Trek game.
They copy our show illegally.
Called Star Trek is launching April 26th, and they've said that anyone who pre-orders it from game will get free... Oh... I thought it was everyone gets
free episode.
Yeah, everyone gets a free ticket.
Everyone gets a ticket to
say cinema.
Star Trek.
So of course, Star Trek.
The Wrath of Khan gone horribly wrong.
Star Trek Into Darkness, the new
yeah,
Star
the
Trek
new
film.
Lame-o alternate universe that's ruined Star Trek.
Yeah. As we were saying the other day,
oh,
Paul,
hi, JJ.
They do it all the time and change the universe around, don't they? Like
look,
introducing the Fringies really early on.
Vulcan still exists. Alright?
Okay.
It was not swallowed in a black... What? How little... What's a cool thing that people don't really know about? Oh, let's just check a black hole at a planet. Lame. You could have had, like, a good, you know, really nice political things going on in the Star Trek universe. But no, you can have this mad dirty show up with a black hole machine. You might also just bring in the flipping Death Star... At least the Death Star makes a cool explosion.
So yeah, anyone who pre-orders Star Trek from game will automatically get a code where they can redeem it for a free cinema ticket to go see Star Trek Into Darkness at any Cineworld.
Are we actually going to see that?
Cinemas. I don't know, do you want to? We didn't see the last one.
I saw the last one.
I didn't see it at the cinema.
I did.
I didn't.
Where did I see it?
I don't know. When did it come out?
I definitely saw that at the cinema.
I think it came out when I was in uni.
We must have seen it.
I didn't see it at the cinema, Paul.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have gone without you.
You probably went with someone else. Someone in your family, I don't know.
Why would anyone in my family want to see Star Trek?
Paul, I did not see it with you. Believe me. Look at when it came out. I did not go see it at the cinema.
Are you sure?
I borrowed it on Blu-ray from Gary. And then we watched it in... Yeah, we watched it. I think it was on Blu-ray. Or was it on DVD? I don't know. Anyway, I did not go see it at the cinema with you, Paul. The new game...
Okay, well, we don't need to see this one any either, do we? So long, games
what?
Pre-order
Why
bonus.
Why not? Why don't we have to go see it? So Star Trek Into Darkness, the film, comes out May 17th. So then...
Oh, Klingon Honor Guard. Oh, good game. I want to play that game.
So I think that's a nice pre-order bonus because, of course, Star Trek fans may want to buy the Star Trek game and then can have a free cinema ticket, as long as, of course, they've got Cineworld close by.
Klingon Honor Guard. Yeah.
Microprose.
Oh, look at it.
It was actually developed by Microprose.
Look just like Unreal, except with Klingons.
Microprose, yeah, they developed it. Christopher Clark was the designer.
I played that game.
Next up, MechWarrior Online. They've added new stuff, haven't they?
Chancellor Gowron. Yeah, MechWarrior Online had a fairly big patch last week, which added a new mech and a new map. The new map, Alpine Peaks, is a mad dafty map, and the only game I've actually played on it, I got my ass handed to me. So I don't like that map.
Okay, and what's the new mech?
Trebuchet. It's a medium mech. A lot of the configurations of missile pods, but whatever.
Cool.
I can't go into talking about that because there's four different variants of it.
Big download?
I don't know. Nothing seems a big download on our internet, does it? You just click, boom, done. It's like, actually, someone was talking to me the other day about how the internet's only 3 megaseconds. I almost committed suicide.
Even my mum's internet's not too bad anymore.
Like, right, 10 years ago, when did I first get broadband? 12 years ago. I had half a meg. You know, and then after that, it was an upgrade to 2 meg. And then by, like, 2004, it was 8 meg. And someone on 3 meg now. And you know that's going to be really bad. You know, and that's the other trouble. So many people use mobile phone connections now for internet. What is wrong with you? Are you a mad ass? If you're on the go, no, for their console at home. They're like, oh, mobile broadband must be really good. Let's plug it into my wireless 3G wireless router thingy and use that. And I'm just like,
what?
That actually works? You don't know the number of people I see who are mad dafties, yeah? You locked away in your offices, yeah? You're not out in the street like I am.
In the street.
Yeah, you don't talk to just random people.
Oh, I have a question for you later.
Oh, actually, why is my wireless thing so lame? And I'm like, you use an orange thing to try and play PS3 online? What happens when there's a PlayStation update? It must use your whole yearly allowance. Oh, man, let's play anyway. Let's play Klingon Honor Guard. Windsor, download it.
So, next up, Naruto Shippuden Ultimate... Oh, I spelled that wrong.
Ultimate Ninja Nudo Storm 3.
Oh, I need to correct that. That should be an I. Shippuden.
I think I know how to spell Shippapoop.
Shippapoop. Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 3 has a demo that is out for Xbox Live Gold members. Or standard members from tomorrow, so the 26th of February, and it's already out on the PlayStation Network as well. The game comes out March 8th. If you want to give it a go, just download the demo. It's actually quite nice because it's not UI heavy at all, and it's a nice fighting game. And
not UI heavy. What was it, Windows 8?
But they have the art style to a T, hey, and they've kind of done that for some time now. So it looks
Vengeance.
As good as the anime.
It's coming to Twitch.
March of the Eagles has a demo.
That's that mad dafty Napoleon game, isn't it?
Napoleon game? Is that March of the Eagles?
I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah. The Napoleonic Wars.
Yeah, because otherwise it could be, obviously, Romans had eagles.
Everyone had eagles.
Everyone had eagles.
There's a demo right now that you can download.
Eagles are cool. That's what you want on your army, an eagle. It makes the men feel bird-like,
which is available on Steam, and you can play as Prussia in it. You're limited to just playing as Prussia.
Oh,
it's a demo.
Oh,
all single-player features are available to you, though, however, including a tutorial and hint system. But there is no multiplayer capabilities, which is, of course, one of the features, I guess, of the game because it allows up to 32-player battles.
Really?
Yep. It's $14.99 on Steam.
32-player battles, I might have to play that.
Yeah. We can download the demo and see what it's like, but you, of course, won't be able to try the multiplayer. But if you like it, it's $14.99.
Even if it's crap, $14.99 is not too bad. 32-player multiplayer badass RTS battles. Mm. That's so much cooler than that.
It's using the same engine as Crusader Kings 2.
Oh, dear.
Charlotte really enjoys
Crusader Kings. Oh, what's that mad dafty medieval game that everyone tells me to play? First person thing, yeah.
Chivalry.
They should give me a free version of that.
They should give you.
Because then I plug it on Gamercast.
I like that you're looking at the camera while you're saying that. Next up, Hotline...
Hotline Miami.
Sorry, my throat. Hotline Miami is coming out on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita. Hotline Miami is a game that was made with Game Maker for Windows.
So does that mean the performance is really bad?
I'm wondering how they're going to bring it over. I guess because they've got a lot of money. I guess if one of them's a full-on kind of coder. It is interesting knowing that they're going to bring it over to an actual console from Game Maker.
Which console?
Unless they're just going to overhaul. PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita.
Just dump out the HTML5 version and run it in a browser window.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Has it got... I don't think it's got a date. It's coming out. That's all I've said at the moment.
Well, yeah, I just need to rewrite it.
It sold well on Steam and on PC. I think it sold well. It reviewed well and was well known.
Oh, Windsor's got the and game I want.
Circles. Train Simulator 2013 has a new add-on, which... is the London Faversham high speed route.
Ooh.
Which complete with the Hitachi class 395. It's a standalone route, covers from London St Pancras International to Faversham in Kent. So that's not a huge distance.
No, the train sim games never have a lot in the way of routes.
It's not a very long
that's
route.
Why I never bought it, because it didn't have like Yeovil Junction to like anywhere I've heard of or anything. So I'm like, why would I want to go on a train route I've never been on?
But yeah, so as you're using this Hitachi class 395 train,
they make hard
drive. a luxury train which goes at 140 miles an hour, which is quite fast for the UK. I didn't know we had trains like that already.
But if it goes from Kent to London, I guess it's the Channel Tunnel link.
Oh, you think?
Maybe, because that goes fast, doesn't it? Except still twice as slow as the trains in France.
Apparently it's a highly detailed version with a full startup procedure, in-cab lighting, passenger view, working fans on the roof, and accurate catenary?
Accurate cactuses?
And so more.
Why are we talking about this?
Apparently standalone as well.
This is GamerCast, not add-ons.
So you can turn it into zombies.
You can make zombies. Whoa. In it?
The London Faversham high-speed route is $24.99.
Why are you talking about this?
It's standalone. I'm just mentioning it. It's standalone because you don't need to have...
Oh, it's one of these standalone expansions.
So it's made for Train Sim 2013, but you don't need it. So it's made with their kind of tools. Night of the Rabbit has been announced, which I think looks really, really nice. Don't you think that looks nice? Nice backgrounds. And they've got nice... You can see the different layers of the foreground and the background and further in the background. Nice. Daedalic
Sonic the Hedgehog 1.
Daedalic have announced their new adventure game that's coming out called Night of the Rabbit. It was previously known as Rabbit's Apprentice. If you go on our website, you can see the two screenshots, and it looks really, really lovely. Yes, I know you want Simon the Sorcerer with nice graphics.
One. Not two.
With Thingy as well as the voice?
You wouldn't even have to re-record it. Just use existing soundtrack. I just want slightly better graphics.
Wouldn't you want it to be, you know, better quality audio?
No, I had CD audio as it was.
Okay. Night of the Rabbit's coming out May 29th. On Windows and Macintosh, and features full German and English versions, as well as localization for a lot of European places, including Russia, Poland, Czech,
Pakistan,
French, and India, Spanish versions.
And Malaysia, all European countries.
Death Inc. has a demo you can download. Death Inc. again has kind of got its own Kickstarter going on, being made by a studio called Ambient Studios based in Guildford, where Media Molecule used to be based.
So they moved.
Well, no, it's in the building, I believe, that Media Molecule used to be in, but then Media Molecule moved to a bigger office.
Media Molecule.
Yeah, so there's a demo you can download, a prototype, which is available to download for Windows, Macintosh and Linux, and you can also play it online as well. We've got a link to it on the website.
Link.
Mass Effect 3 has a final chapter the final chapter of Commander Shepard's heroic saga draws near.
EA have announced
two new DLC packs for single player, as well as multiplayer, including Mass Effect 3 Citadel and Mass Effect 3 Reckoning.
Reckoning
is free to download as of tomorrow and gives you more multiplayer stuff, where Citadel is the last single player DLC pack and will be available for 1,200 Microsoft points or $11.99.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So last week, our listeners would have heard this. Yeah, we had lots of people guess what it was.
I got it wrong.
But none of them were right. So, GZ to myself.
So what was it, Smarty Pants?
It was the Elder Scrolls Online. Not online. What? The Elder Scrolls Arena.
I was
going to
say, that's going to be like...
The Elder Scrolls Arena.
You got online on your head.
Yeah, because that's what I want. I want the game. Give me the game. When's the beta for the game? Give me the beta.
You joined it, didn't you? You just got to wait and see.
Yeah, and yeah, it was that mad dancing thing with a really long application.
Please tell us why you should be picked.
So I gave him a reason, about 10,000 reasons.
I like Outer Scrolls.
I like your game. I like to work in your game.
I like to play.
I like to play. So yeah, GZ to myself, getting everyone last week. This week we've got something a bit newer.
Clues?
Multi-platform-ish.
Ish.
In that it's on one company's platforms. But it's on multiple ones.
Okay, what else?
It's pretty gory.
Pretty gory.
Oh, and I disagree with it.
Disagree with it, it's gory.
Someone in the chat room says God of War. Mr. Sadak. So, wow, someone in the chat room was faster than you, Catherine. God of War question mark. Well, you're not going to find out yet, are you?
If it was God of War, which one?
Well, it could be one.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Or three.
Or Ghost of Sparta.
It's not any PSP ones, I'm telling you that.
So it is God of War.
It's not on PSP.
It could be Ascension as well.
It's not a PSP game.
Ascension.
I don't know what that is.
That's the new PS3 one.
I don't. Well, it's definitely not on that because I haven't heard of that.
That one's coming out in March. That's coming out around the same time as Bioshock Infinite. Okay, so I go with.
Well, yeah, generally in name that game, I don't use games that haven't come out yet. Do I?
True. I think.
But it's not necessarily God of War. It could be something fairly similar. If the game I think it is with the guns in the thing is the same game. Like, same style, but I don't know for sure.
Guns in the thing.
If I said any more, it would give it away.
What, Devil May Cry?
No.
What do you mean, guns in the thing?
Mm-mm-mm. No
guns
comment.
Guns in what thing?
No comment.
Guns!
There may or may not be any guns in this game or related products. So are you going to guess or not? Because we need to move along.
Are you saying kind of like hack and slash like God of War, but with something with guns in it?
I don't know if it's got guns or not, to be honest.
But it's only ever been on one.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it on Xbox. That doesn't mean it didn't come out.
You don't think it is.
But I don't think it came out on Xbox. I'm pretty sure.
You're so helpful, Paul.
I'm pretty sure it's like one of these Mad Daddy games that are really available on PlayStation.
Oh, so it's only over on PlayStation. Ah.
Didn't I already say that?
No, you didn't. You said on one person's thing.
Well, if it's not Xbox, it's definitely not Nintendo if it's got guns and shooting people in it, doesn't it?
I guess.
Yes, usually. Come on, stop cheating and looking on the computer.
I was just looking on other stuff.
Right, five.
Well,
four.
I'll go with God of War as well then. I'll go with number three.
1. God of War 3. I don't think it was God of War 3 would have a better sound than that, because that sound was pretty bad quality.
I don't know, I can really hear it.
Oh, well, on the plus side, you can't really hear it. So yeah, we'll announce the winners next week. If you're listening to the podcast, feedback at GamerCast.net and put your guess in there, or just leave a message on the website and you'll get the GZs next week if you're right. If you're wrong, you get nothing.
New fan.
Releases this week.
Yes, it is a cool, funky game coming out this week. It's called Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2-.
So, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2-plus is coming out this week. This is the only game, as far as I'm aware, coming out this week.
Is this these mad daddy Team Ninja people?
Yeah.
What is it with their names? That made it.
Well, this is coming out on the PlayStation Vita.
What's Sigma 2 Plus? What's all that about?
It was Sigma 2 before, and this is the Plus version coming out on the PlayStation Vita.
Why is it Plus? Why isn't it a free update?
I don't know. Why is it not a free update? It wasn't on the PlayStation Vita, was it? Did you go into Sigma 2?
I don't know. I lost track of them when they came off of Xbox One.
I think there was a Ninja Gaiden on PlayStation Vita.
Oh, don't look it up. I can't be bothered. Oh, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care. Look, I've already done a search. Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2.
Oh. I'm going to talk about the Wii U. The Wii U is this new funky console, yeah?
When did Sigma 2 to come out?
Ah, forget it.
So, Sigma 2 Plus is a port for the PlayStation Vita of the PlayStation 3 game Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Ninja Gaiden.
You could also pronounce it Gaiden.
Garden.
Gaiden.
People get offended when I used to call it Gaiden.
Resident Evil Gaiden.
And the trouble is, sometimes I say Ninja Gaylord and people get upset.
That's mean. I only say it's like you're being mean about the game. Calling it names.
Well, I've always thought it was a good game. Until it went on PlayStation.
Well, it was inevitable, wasn't it? Coming out on PlayStation. Coming out on multi-platform. Case for everyone.
I see no reason for the continuing existence of this inferior platform.
I know, Paul.
That's the official GamerCast line.
No, it's not. And that's Sony, not my line.
If you want to change it...
No.
We need the monies.
No.
Let's say 0.1% of your total annual income.
My Sony consoles. I like all my consoles. Hey, we wouldn't be able to watch Blu-ray films if it didn't have a PlayStation 3. Yeah, but would we come up here and sit at your computer and watch a film?
We've got a Blu-ray drive downstairs.
Yeah, PlayStation 3.
And we've got another one.
What?
In your computer.
Yeah, but then you have to watch it from my computer.
Oh, which is right next to the TV.
Yeah, but the TV's bigger than the monitor. Yeah, my crappy little monitor. In.
You got HDMI out on your graphics card, you mad nerdy.
Not got HDMI that goes that far, do you? They're hard to get. Expensives. But yeah, so Ninja Gaiden Sigma Plus. Sigma.
So what else is out this week?
That's it, kind of. I had a look, and there didn't seem to really be anything else that was coming out.
There's got to be more.
I mean, there's stuff coming out Tuesday next week. Tomb Raider.
What's that game that'd be like?
Tomb Raider. I'm looking forward to it. I like what Crystal Dynamics have done with the last 3. 4 if you include Guardian of Light. They did a nice job in Underworld. They did a nice job with Legend. They did a good job with Anniversary, except for adding lots of QTEs. But then they've added lots of QTEs anyway. I just don't like the whole supernatural style aspect that they add into the Tomb Raider games, which has always had, but it felt really cheesy in Legend and Underworld. But Underworld, Valhalla is one of my favourite levels in terms of scale. Beats Uncharted out the water.
The trouble with Uncharted is it's full of mad dafties.
It's full of a guy that kills thousands of people. He's such a meanie. But, well, you know, you can't hate Drake.
It's Uncharted and it's shite. It's PlayStation rubbish.
I like Nathan Drake. I like Uncharted. It's good.
PlayStation rubbish.
I liked it. I found it. Do you remember when I was playing number 3 and you were talking to me and I was trying to listen to what was happening, so I hit you to make you shush? because it was a good twist in the story.
I have no memory of that whatsoever.
I remember, because you were trying to talk to me, and I was talking back to you, and then I realised something interesting was happening. I was like, shh, 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 shh. It was good.
Oh, is that when you whacked me around the head with a dish and knocked me out cold for about 10 minutes?
Obviously, that was it. I'm that violent.
And it's massive. I've still got the scar on the back of my head.
Oh, poor thing. I probably just told you to shush.
Are we done?
We are done.
Or can I slag off PlayStation
4?
No,
no slagging off the PlayStation 4.
What about a Wii?
No slagging off. So this is it for this week. Only one game coming out. Of course, there's at least one more game coming out next week. And I guess the news might be a little more busy because there's no PlayStation 4 announcement this week. But still, there hasn't been that much news yet. You never know. It might ramp up a little bit. You're not allowed.
In other news, StarCraft II Heart of Swarm is out soon, which is a good game.
To us?
To us, no. Is a good game.
Period. 12th March.
Aye, 12th March. Aye. Aye, 12th March, which is a Tuesday, I believe.
Tuesday.
I know, I've broken the
I was going to say, why did you just make everything minimise? To the desktop. Boop.
No, a Tuesday. They're not going for a mad dafty Wednesday or something.
Why would they go for a Wednesday?
I don't know. Sometimes games go for Wednesdays, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, I don't really know why we're still talking, to be honest.
I'm annoyed that Tomb Raider's coming out on a Tuesday.
I'm annoyed that Tomb Raider's coming out at all.
I want Tomb Raider.
What's the point in having a game unless I can put the guy in the fridge and then the fridge actually freezes him?
Paul,
if the game doesn't do the freezing bit...
They haven't done the mansion stuff in quite some time.
What is the point?
Maybe she'll have a flashback in the mansion. I mean, to be fair, they had the manor mansion stuff in Underworld and things like that, but it wasn't the same.
Training grounds.
Yeah, it's nice. It was a nice idea for training grounds. And secrets as well to find. And try and lock him up in the cold.
In the walk-in freezer.
Freezer thingamajig. And his little shaky noise with his tea tray. And his little groan he made if you jumped near him.
Do you know what console I played Tomb Raider on?
What'd you play on?
For PC, of course, you mad
dafty. I played it on the Saturn.
Saturn? It's a noob console.
Sega Saturn. And I also played it on the PlayStation, but I played it more than the Sega Saturn, I believe.
I bought my Saturn from Argos.
Yeah. I got mine secondhand. I'm sorry.
Brand new.
They were expensive.
Really? How much did you pay for a secondhand?
I don't know.
I paid about 80 quid for mine brand new.
I was young. Really?
Yeah, like two or three games.
It's not bad. I love the Sega Saturn. Had some good games on it.
Nah.
Yeah, it did.
Unfortunately, that mad dafty PlayStation.
Yeah, to be fair, Sony had the stronger ground back then, even though it was their first console, of course.
Sony wasted that £80 of pocket money I saved up, essentially, because that Saturn just didn't have enough games.
Yeah, it was a shame, because there were some really nice games on Saturn, but there could have been so many more.
Yeah, which is why Sony will die at my hands.
It's why it's a shame as well that it happened to Dreamcast. I love my Dreamcast.
Yeah, the Dreamcast thing in the PS2 is the worst thing ever.
Mm.
PS2 was the worst pile of shite hardware ever released in the world.
Had so many good games, though. Dreamcast had so many good games, but it just didn't survive. And then Sega left the hardware business.
That's fine, because Microsoft rolled in, and now Sony are almost going out of business. Revenge.
It's a shame. I did love the Dreamcast. That was the first console I bought with my own money.
I didn't buy a Dreamcast because I knew it was doomed. And I had a PC.
I got a copy of Sonic Adventure for $4.99 because they mispriced all of them in HMV. Actually, no. They were correctly priced and then I had it price matched in game where I bought it from. Was it EB? It was one of the two back then. What would have been back then?
EB back then or game?
Well, it was originally in Electronics Boutique, so it probably was EB still. Yeah, I price matched and they didn't believe me that it was $4.99. Actually, no, I think they said no, they wouldn't let me have it that cheap. So I went and bought it from HMV anyway. I wanted my game points. But yeah, anyway, I've dragged on enough at the end of this week's show.
We will see Sony die.
No, we won't.
For what they did and their lying BS. Fortunately, they have removed Ken Kutaragi, the madman. And PS4 is somewhat better.
I have lots of hope for Sony doing a good job.
But their operating system and software in general is the worst pile of rubbish ever
written. I kind of like the look of the new potential UI.
Yeah, the potential UI that seems very similar to Windows 8.
Well, it's just a social network look. What was it, 3 columns, I think it was?
It's very Windows 8 with square icons. No rounded stuff like Sony normally has. Square with 90 degree angles.
Well, I think they realised they made a little bit of a wrong choice with the XMB or whatever it's called. That is the worst thing to navigate. I was asked to by like my sister how to get to some settings. And of course off the top of my head I had no idea. I just guessed. Well, I said go all the way to the left
so
and have it down there.
They ripped off the crossbar interface from say Media Center. Media Center worked well because it had nice big buttons that you could clearly identify. They just had text, which was always really small.
Yeah. I mean,
because obviously when they develop it, they only ever had it on their desk in front of them. They never tried it from a TV sofa distance.
I can see it fine.
And then, you can read it, but you can't just sort of glance out the corner of your eye.
I look at the icons, I don't read it. I look for the icons, I know that.
The icons are too tiny.
I mean, to be fair, after having one, you know.
And then they gradually bolted more and more things into it, and it just become a massive confusing mess.
And
they've never fixed it.
I just wish if you put a disc in,
it would go to the disc.
It would go to it, or it would highlight it, or there'd be a certain place that the disc always goes to, as opposed to finding it in game or finding it in movies, I think it's under, if you put in a Blu-ray or whatnot. I just find that slightly annoying.
That's why the Xbox is better. You just have an icon for the disc. Oh, and if you don't have a disc in there, it opens a tray and closes the tray. But no, Sony are mad they have these. And the Windows 8 kernel running on a new Xbox will be so flipping efficient, Sony will be blown out of water.
I don't know, I've got, based off the announcement, even though I'm not hyped up for the games, they might be able to do it right, with the console at least.
Well, yeah, by copying what Microsoft
did. I liked what they showed. I just want the games that I'd rather have.
Well, on E3. Yeah, but the camera software has trouble.
Yeah, E3, come on, E3.
Anyway, let's close this thing up, because this is almost an hour now, and we can't have that, can we? So we'll catch everyone next week.
See you next week.